This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Balint. When you've done something for 136 out of 137 years, you have to be doing something right. Old Settlers is back in Hillsborough after a COVID-induced year off in 2020. Anticipation has been building since public gatherings have grown bigger and bigger. The legendary local event is back Saturday and Sunday of next weekend, July 31st and August 1st, and resumes Wednesday and Thursday, August 4th and 5th, a celebration commemorating the men and women who first traveled west to Illinois and settled in our area 200 years ago in Montgomery County. Old Settlers Day includes a variety of contests, exhibits, and entertainment. The festivities include three parades, two pageants, household science exhibits, races, dog, car, and art shows, as well as carnival rides and many delicious food options. We'll take a look at the return of Old Settlers today on Around Montgomery County as I paid a visit to Brown's Insurance and Mary Brown with Old Settlers. Welcome to Around Montgomery County here on WSMI. Sean Balint here and talking to a local legend in the insurance biz, and keeping one of the great festivals going strong. I'm not just talking about in this listening area. I'm not just talking the state of Illinois, but anywhere. And that's Old Settlers coming here in a matter of days to Hillsborough. Mary, thanks for joining me, the president over at Old Settlers. And what a duty, huh? I mean, there are so many I's to dot and so many T's to cross with this monster event.
Very true. Yes, we have been working on it diligently once we decided to do this. So it's been a very short process. It was May when we finally decided we could have it. So we've been diligently having meetings and getting groups together to be able to perform this on August 4th and 5th. So a lot has gone into it.
Parades are certainly quite an endeavor, and some parades are better than others, but there are few that can say they're better than this one. It's just a special thing, and you don't just have entries. People really have a great sense of showbiz. They really go out there to entertain folks. So tell us about what makes this parade special and what people will enjoy in 2021.
Well, it is going to be a little different this year. We do have a few things that, because of the late date of getting it all put together and deciding that we are going to have it, there's a few things that we're not going to have this year that we've always had before. But hopefully, you know, we've got some others added to it. Paul and Lori Stewart, of course, takes care of the parade and has every year. And a big shout out to them because they're fantastic. So this year's lineup may look a little different. You know, with being off last year, it's been a little challenging for us. A few of the people that we, you know, usually have are not going to be able to make it this year. So we're trying to add other things to still make it great like it always is. And it will be, you know, even if it's just the local people, the local businesses, the local meetings that, you know, have a float or have something in the parade, it will still be a great parade. It always is. So we thank everyone in the county for, you know, being able to be a part of it and participating, and the bands and everyone. And I think that's what makes a parade great, is when you can have all of those people come together and put on such a wonderful event.
Well, when we think of the parade in recent years, one of the images that comes to mind is that man on horseback hoisting the flag, the one and only Bob Feeney. And yeah, it reaches a point. It's not the easiest thing to do, to hoist a flag, go through a parade on horseback. And he was looking to the next generation, but he's not going to fade away. A man who's given so much to Hillsborough. I understand he's going to play a big part in this parade and Old Settlers in general.
He is. He has accepted to be our Grand Marshal, and we're just thrilled to death. As we were going through names of people that we thought would be very appreciative of this title. He definitely came to the top of the list, and he graciously accepted it, stating that, you know, he's always walked or been in that parade, and now he gets to ride this year. So I think he's looking forward to that. We're thrilled to have Bob. He's always just such a special person and helps in every way that he can in every aspect. And so we felt he deserved this honor, and I think he'll wear it very well. So we're thrilled to have him as our Grand Marshal.
Yeah, that's an individual. I look at his record of community service. I know it's tough. A lot of folks listening out there have lost a spouse, and you wonder how to carry on. And, man, is he carried on not only, I guess, in honor of his dearly departed, but just what a record of community service. It seems like he's got a one hand working here, one hand helping in another direction. He's just unbelievable.
He really is. There's so many service organizations that he's a part of, and just really helps in every way that he can. And we're just thrilled to death to have him, because he is such an asset to Hillsborough and to our community and to all of the organizations that he does belong to. So we felt he was very, very much honorable having this award given to him. And I think he was very gracious to accept it. So we're thrilled to death to have him as our Grand Marshal this year.
Well, as you mentioned, the startup process, the preparation process was on hold. You're waiting to see what happens with COVID. You're waiting for, I know the city council has been very cautious on this front, and you got the clearance from them, but you don't get the whole 365 days of planning. So folks who maybe are used to someone knocking on their doors and saying, hey, it's time to be a part of the parade, maybe the notification process or the usual process wasn't there this year, but if you want to be in the parade, the time to act is now, obviously.
Definitely.
Clock is ticking.
Yeah, definitely. The of course, in the Hillsborough Parade, and are in the Hillsborough paper and several other papers in the county, there is the ad asking for people to be in the Kitty Parade, the big parade. We need entries for everything. So please open up your newspaper, pull out that, and get it sent to Paul and Lori so they can get you in there in this parade, because we do want it to be a great evening for everyone, and the more we have, the more it just seems like it just gets better and better. So please give us your time, and you know, make sure that you get into that parade, because it is going to be a great one.
Well, it's pretty encouraging to see what's happened with gatherings. July 4th, mm-hmm. I understand, was worked out real well at the lake, mm-hmm. and what we saw this past weekend with the farmer's market and Shop Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. The confidence was there. People just seemed to know how to handle the situation. So it seems like all of the elements are in play for another big crowd, and just people ready to get out and enjoy themselves in a safe manner.
I think that's a lot of it. People are ready to get out, and we have to give Zach a big, big thank you here, because Zach is so good at getting things put together and doing so much for the community also. Zach is a really, really good person to have on your side helping you and doing things, because Zach gets things done. So a big thank you goes out to him. And yes, I think that our parade is going to be that much better. I think Old Settlers will be that much better, because we do have so many things lined up, and again, Zach really does help us to get the bands here, the different things, and it's a real pleasure to have him on our committee.
Well, I hear it is tougher and tougher to get volunteers. I've seen some great events that have, you know, come and gone because of that struggle, and boy, Hillsborough, you know, you get into tough questions when you go from one generation to another. And it seems like Hillsborough has really answered the call to say, we want this event to continue, not just in 2021, but years to come.
I think a lot of it has really helped us is Imagine Hillsborough also. Imagine Hillsborough has brought so much to Hillsborough. And we, you know, just keep continuing that. That process keeps growing and bringing more businesses here, bringing more things to our community to help us improve and look better and get better and our building fronts. And everywhere we look at Imagine Hillsborough, we have to thank for that. So we're very grateful to have them. And yes, Old Settlers has been around since the 1800s. It's one of those things that we definitely don't want to lose. So please remember to give us your time. You know, we don't want to lose this. And we have people that come home that, you know, this is the one thing they look forward to. They plan their vacation around Old Settlers so that they can come home and be a part of it and be here. And class reunions happen at this time. And there's so many wonderful things going on. So, yeah, please, you know, if you're in the area, you know, help us continue this. It is just a wonderful thing that we don't want to see go anywhere.
I talked about the bicentennial. I imagine a number of people have discovered, maybe they just thought, it's our festival, everybody's got one. And then when they look at the pictures of the Old Settlers, because of the bicentennial and other things, seen Old Settlers over the years, and boy, some great stories. When I, Mary Hartline, hearing about her, Chicago TV, well, national TV pioneer, and didn't forget the folks back home and brought the whole Super Circus crew here. They're just incredible images. It really is an incredible tradition. And I think maybe people who didn't really understand it in the past really do now.
I think you're right. You know, we do have a lot of celebrities from here that, you know, have come back and have never forgotten their hometown. And I think that's a very much of a tribute to Hillsborough and to our community here, because people do come home. They want to be a part of this. They want to know that, you know, we're going to have this every year in August. And I know I can plan my vacation around. I know I can do this. I know I can do that, because it's going to be there. And Old Settlers will be. You know, we're not going to let anything happen to it. It's way too important to not have Old Settlers. So please remember us. If you have time to volunteer to help us, we always need help in every direction. So either get a hold of myself or anyone on the committee, because we're here to make this better and better each year. And now that COVID is behind us, hopefully it'll just keep getting better. We can thank our queen candidates, because they do an awesome job for us, and they're out there every day working to help us put this on and keep this going each year. So if you see those queen candidates, make sure you buy tickets from them, because that is what funds Old Settlers, and that is what keeps us going. So never forget them whenever you see them.
I know everything going on in Hillsborough has to be fantastic, because I know there were years that this event went on in front of some empty storefronts, and to be a part of such a vibrant community right now just has to really build interest, because the event feeds the neighboring businesses and vice versa.
Yeah, and our chamber is just, you know, Caitlin Pfaff is a great tribute to our chamber here too, because she gets so many things going for us and keeps things rolling. And, you know, we just have a lot. You know, CTI has come to us, so it's made our internet better. It's made things around town better. We just keep trying, you know, and I think it's showing, because our town is very much, you know, looked at as, hey, what are those guys doing? How are they making this work so well? And we're pretty privileged to think that we have all of this going for us. So it's a great day.
And I'll come down to the final moments here, but great music's a part of this. And I know the live music people, they were like caged animals. No live music for a year. Some people just feed off that on the weekends, and live music comes back in a big way. We've already seen some live music return to Hillsborough and Montgomery County, but that's always a big part of what you do.
It truly is. And plus, not just during Old Settlers, you know, Zach has it set up so that every weekend out of the month, there's going to be a band playing out at the campground. So please make sure you come watch it. It is a great time. There's always something good to do in Hillsborough, so please come be a part of it. We're looking forward to it this year.
Well, Old Settlers has lots of highlights. I am personally looking forward to the turtle races on Sunday. After all, the turtle is my spirit animal. This year's queen contestants raising money for Old Settlers are Chloe Kenny, Sierra Rowe, Joplin Hartman, Marissa Tarver, and Jade Christian, so support them, please. The Queen candidate set to appear on Wednesday, the 4th. The parade of candidates at 7 and coronation at 7:30. Our Randy Prangy will serve as MC. There are simply too many events to mention, but we'll mention another one, the big parade. The theme for this year, A World of Pure Imagination. It's set for Thursday, August 5th at 6:30. Our John Michael Marty will be the MC. Don't worry, we'll have lots more to say about Old Settlers in the days to come right here on WSMI. That's a wrap for Around Montgomery County. Sean Balint saying so long until next weekend when I bring you Forum.